This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reports of possible progress on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas happening against a backdrop of Israel's plan for military incursions. VOA's Anita Powell.
In Gaza, residents celebrated at Monday's news that Hamas had accepted an Egyptian country ceasefire proposal. The State Department was more skeptical about whether a deal had, in fact, been reached. Matthew Miller is the State Department spokesperson.
Ceasefire is absolutely achievable. There has been a deal on the table, a proposal on the table, that would achieve an immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages. Now, as for Hamas's response, which I think gets to your question, again, I don't want to characterize it in any sort of detail until we've had a chance to review it in depth and talk with our partners in the region about it.
Meanwhile, Israel's military has told Rafah residents to evacuate ahead of a ground operation. Anita Powell, VOA News. The White House.
Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports,
Israeli forces have seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing into Egypt, putting ceasefire talks on a knife's edge. The development came after Hamas said it accepted an Egyptian-Qatari-mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel, however, insisted the deal did not meet its core demands. Meanwhile, Israel's military also carried out a flurry of strikes and bombardment across Rafah overnight, killing over 20 Palestinians, many of them women and children. I'm Karen Shamas.
Vladimir Putin is beginning his fifth term as Russian president after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine and consolidating power. Already in office for nearly a quarter century and the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, Putin's new term does not expire until the year 2030, and when he is constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports two U.S. officials say an American soldier has been arrested in Russia.
Two U.S. officials say an American soldier has been arrested in Russia. The officials say the soldier was stationed in South Korea and in the process of returning home to the U.S. Instead, he went to Russia, where he was accused Thursday of stealing, arrested, and remains in custody. The Army says Russia told the U.S., which in turn told the soldier's family. His arrest comes a year after another soldier, Travis King, sprinted into North Korea. He was returned to the U.S. and charged with desertion. It's unclear if the soldier in Russia now is considered AWOL. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia is threatening to strike British military facilities and says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. Monday's statements came after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. Moscow warned that Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory using UK-supplied weapons could bring retaliatory strikes against the British military facilities and equipment on the Ukrainian territory or elsewhere. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on House Republicans' efforts to hold U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt.
House Republicans plan to move forward next week with holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Garland refuses to turn over the unredacted audio of an interview that was conducted as part of the special counsel probe into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. The contempt proceedings are just the latest flare-up in the increasingly tense relationship between Republicans and the Justice Department. Contempt charges would require majority support in committee and then the support of the full House before referral could be sent to the Justice Department. Should the House hold Garland in contempt, it is unlikely that the Justice Department, which Garland oversees, would prosecute him. Norman Hall, Washington.
Boeing has called off its first astronaut launch because of its bulky rocket valve. The two NASA test pilots had just strapped into Boeing's Starliner capsule when the countdown was halted Monday night, 2 hours before the planned liftoff from Cape Canaveral. United Launch Alliance spokesman says the problem involves an oxygen relief valve on the Atlas rocket's upper stage. There was no immediate word on when the next launch attempt might be for the flight to the International Space Station. Starliner's first test flight without a crew in 2019 failed to reach the space station, and Boeing had to repeat that flight. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.